Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Praise the Lord. We are excited about God, and we just thank God for just allowing us to be on the air once again today. We're praising God for the word of the Lord. Praise God. Truly, the word is so rich, and it's been so good to our spirits. We thank God for edifying us and encouraging us and comforting us with the word of the Lord. Praise God. We have been doing a teaching. We began by doing a teaching a couple months ago now on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then we went on into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And now we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to wrap that up on today. Praise God. We do thank God for this word. Amen. It's been so timely. Praise God. Truly, God is wanting to just edify us and let us know how much he loves us, how much he cares about us, amen, and how much he wants to prove himself, amen, not only to us, amen, but those that do not believe, praise God. So when we can see the power of God in demonstration, the power of God moving, the Holy Ghost moving in our lives and in our ministries and churches, praise God, it will draw those, amen, that do not know Jesus Christ. And this is the purpose, praise God, that men and women, boys and girls, will be won to Jesus Christ. Praise God, amen. And so our lives should exemplify Jesus, amen. He left us an example to follow, praise God, and we thank God for the examples, amen. We thank God for Jesus, because truly, when you get into the word of the Lord, to begin to read, amen, everything that Jesus did, praise God, and how he carried himself, how he walked, praise God, among the people, and the miracles that were performed, the healings that were performed, praise God. If you were around Jesus any length of time and had a problem at all, amen, when you left his presence, you left healed, you left whole, praise God, the people did, amen, because, amen, at one point, I believe the scripture says that there was not one feeble person among him, praise God. Everywhere he went, he healed. Amen. Because the people believed and they trusted God. Amen. And they came expecting, amen, to receive something from him. Amen. Virtue would go out of him. Praise God. Strength would go out of him. Praise the Lord. Because people drew to him. Amen. But they drew from him. Amen. Praise God. This is the power of the Holy Ghost in action. Amen. And then Jesus began to tell the apostles, amen, when it was time for him to go, amen, to suffer, he began to prepare them, amen, that he was going away, amen, but that he would send a comforter, amen, that would lead and guide and direct, amen, them, amen, that would build them up, that would be there for them, praise God, someone that would walk with them, amen, and the Holy Ghost walks with us, praise God, he gives us power, amen, to do the works of Jesus. Amen. He does nothing of himself. Praise God. And so when we tap into the power of the Holy Ghost, we're tapping into our life source. Amen. Which is Jesus Christ coming from the Father. Praise God. Amen. It's beautiful to see, amen, the works of God and the gifts of God in operation. I mean, we were in service on yesterday, and we had a really good time in service, praise God. But, you know, so oftentimes God wants to do more, but when we do not allow him, he will only do what we allow him to do. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman, so it's important that we allow the Spirit of God to move, that we allow him to speak. He has something to say. Amen. Praise God. He has something more than what we could fathom in our own natural mind. Praise God. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to see him in operation, praise God, in our everyday lives and in our services. So we thank God for this teaching, and we pray, praise God, that it is a blessing to you. Amen. We're going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. We're going to read our theme scripture once again. Before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Dear Lord, we ask that you would help. help us, that you would strengthen us on today. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is quick and powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, oh God, and we just ask that you lead us and that you guide us by your spirit. We ask, Father, that your anointing would prevail in the word on this morning. We ask, God, that you bless every listener. Father God, that you minister to every need. Lord, we just thank you and we love you. We appreciate you for all that you're doing, all that you have done. Continue to be Lord, Father God. And we thank you and we praise you for all things. We give this time over to you now and we say have your way. Holy Spirit, do in us what only you can do. Take us further, Father. Hide us in your word, O God. Let the word not slip from us, Father. But let us allow you to apply this word and let us apply this word to our lives, that we may be fruitful. And Father, we thank you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going back into the word of the Lord. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11, says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And we do know, we have said this several times, that the gifts, praise God, are given to edify the body of Christ. And all of these gifts work, amen, in the body. They should work, amen, in our fellowships, in our churches, amen, so that God is glorified, edified, and the body is edified, that we all go up, amen, because, amen, this is what it's all about. God wants us as his people to be mature, amen, to be perfect, if you will. That word perfect means to be mature, amen, to be whole and be complete in the Lord. Praise God. And this is why I believe the gifts are given as well, amen, so that we can all see that God is God all by himself. Praise God. And when we rely on him and trust in him, there's nothing that he will not do when we ask in faith, ask believing and trusting God. Amen. Take God at his word. Praise God. When we get in the word of the Lord and we begin to see Jesus in the word, amen, it becomes such a life force for us. Amen. I don't know about you, but for me, amen, when I read the word and I begin to see things I've never seen before, I get excited about the word. I get excited about what the Lord is revealing, and the Lord wants to reveal himself to us in such a real way in this hour. We need the Lord. Amen. We need to see God in demonstration and power. Praise God. This is what he said that he would do. These are the things he said that he would do. And I believe that when we really tap into God the way he wants us to, as the apostles walked in faith, they trusted God, they took God at his word, and when they spoke, amen, God moved, and it was simply because they believed God, they trusted God, and they did what the Lord already said that they could do. Praise God. If you ever realize, beloved, that the power that's resident on the inside of you, if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's dunamis, it's life-changing, amen, action, amen, by the Holy Ghost, praise God. And when we ever tap into that, amen, that life source of getting in the presence of God and getting full of God, and then, amen, just simply doing what he's already commissioned us to do. He told us to go and preach, amen. He told us to go and preach to all men, amen. No one is exempt from the word, amen. God has made a way, amen. Jew, Gentile alike can have the word of God. So when we go forth, amen, in what God has said, praise God, that he will confirm his word with signs following, amen, with miracles and all of these things, praise God. Now, on our last broadcast, we did talk about the gifts of healing, amen, and the purpose of the gifts. We went into that. Amen. I just want to kind of run through that real briefly again. Amen. And then we're going to wrap this up with the working of miracles. But the gifts of healing are given, or the purposes, if you will, are to deliver the sick and to destroy the works of the devil in the body. Amen. We know the enemy comes to attack our body, amen, to attack our mind, our emotions, and all of that. And so Jesus came that we may be free. And he also demonstrated that. Amen. When he laid hands on the sick, praise God. When he spoke the word, they were healed. Praise God. Matthew 8:16-17. And then also Acts 10:38 talks about Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I mean, God was with him. So when God is with you, amen, he's going to prove himself faithful, praise God. And then another purpose is to confirm the word of God. Amen. We read Matthew 16:18-20. Praise God. And then another scripture we gave you, and I'm going to read that in a moment, Hebrews 2:3-4. Praise God, to confirm the word of God. This is a purpose of the gifts of healing. Amen. And all the gifts, amen, confirm the word. Praise God. Praise God. God will confirm, amen, what he does. He just doesn't do a thing. Amen. He moves in line with his word. We have said that on several occasions. Praise God. So this is an earmark to know whether or not God is in the midst. Is it confirming the word? Is the word there? Praise God. Because anything that's done outside of the word is not God. So we must make sure we stay in line with the word of the Lord. Hebrews 2:3-4 simply says this: how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Praise God. So when God does this, this is the will of God. It is the will of God that we're edified and that we're built up. Praise God. Oh, my God. It's the will of God that he has free course in our midst. Amen. Because we never know what God wants to do. But when we avail ourselves, we just simply allow him to be God. Amen. He will do just that. He will prove himself. And we will leave, amen, that we'll leave our ministries, amen, churches, amen, edified and built up, amen, encouraged to go to the next level, go to the next step, amen, go the next day, amen. Sometimes, amen, when we're going through things, it just takes such pressure the enemy tries to put on us to keep us from getting in that place. But once we get there and we get boosted up, we can go the next step. Amen. And so we all need strength. Come on now. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So some of you right now may need strength, but realize the word of God will give you the strength you need. The Spirit of the Lord will minister to you right at the point of your need to encourage you, to build you up, and to lift you up in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Also, the purpose of the gifts of healing is to establish and prove the doctrine of resurrection, to attract people to the gospel, to turn people to God, and to carry on the work that Jesus started. Praise God. He began a work, and we are to complete that work. We're to continue the work on. Amen. Because we're on this side. Amen. Now, amen. The day of Pentecost has taken place, and everything Jesus said that he would do, he has done. So it's up to us now to run with this. Amen. Praise God. Now, the working of miracles is a supernatural power to intervene in the course of nature when the work of God can then be furthered. It is also work by faith. Amen. Praise God. God is not bound by natural laws of his own making, else this limitation would reduce him to the plane of a creature and do away with his sovereignty. God is not bound by the natural laws that are here in the earth. Amen. Everything God does, he does it because he's sovereign. God is a sovereign Lord. He's a ruler. He's ruler over all of the earth. Praise God. He is our creator. He is our Lord. He is our God. Amen. So the purpose of miracles is, again, to confirm the word we just read in Hebrews 2:3-4, and to display the power of God over all powers of the universe. Now, when you have time, I would encourage you to read Psalms 107. Amen. We began to read this morning, and it's a very powerful scripture. Read that because you'll see God in there. You'll see what he did for his people and why we should praise him, why we should worship him, why we should edify the Lord. Praise God. And then also read, we don't have time to read it today, but Exodus chapter 7, verses 10 on through chapter 14, verse 31. Now, when you look at the plagues and all that Jesus did when he was about to bring his people out of Egypt, out of bondage, there were 10 plagues that took place, praise God, and each of them were miracles. Every last one of them is supernatural, something that's done by God, something that man cannot do. Amen. A miracle is something that you know that you can't do it, I can't do it, but we know God can. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the program of the enemy is to discount all the miracles of the Bible. Amen. The enemy is constantly wanting to refute, amen, or put down the things that God has done. But we know a miracle is just that, a miracle, and it comes from God. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible is a book of miracles, and those today who believe the whole Bible are still seeing miracles, amen, seeing them in answer to simple prayer and faith. Praise God. Every child of God is promised power to do miracles and get what he wants, amen. And there are so many scriptures that validate this, and we're going to read, amen, Matthew's chapter 21. Praise God, verses 21 and 22. Amen. Matthew's chapter 21, 21 and 22. Praise God. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now we know that Jesus just simply spoke the word, amen, and the fig tree died at the root when he spoke it. Praise God. There's power in our words. There's power in our tongue. Any time that you can speak a negative thing and it come to pass, or it come true because you're speaking it, that word, you believe what you're saying. Amen. So there's faith behind that. Amen. So when you say something and you believe it, praise God, it's going to come to pass. Amen. And this is what Jesus is saying. If you have faith, you must have faith. You must believe that what you're saying, amen, is going to happen, and it will. It will take place. Praise God. Now let's read. Let's also go over to chapter to Mark, amen, chapter 11, and let's read verse 22 through 24, amen. And it simply says, And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You must believe what you say. Praise God. That's simply faith. When I see, I watched a program on yesterday, and the man of God was praying for the sick, and there were so many people there. Amen. And one little boy came up. Praise God. This little boy was deaf. Amen. He prayed for this little boy, and the little boy began to talk. Praise God. Amen. And he was deaf, so he was mute. He could not talk because he could not hear. But when the man of God laid hands on him, he began to speak. Praise God. It was a miracle right there on television. Amen. God is still working miracles. He is doing the impossible. He's doing what man would say is impossible, but it's not impossible with God. God wants to prove himself, beloved, with signs, wonders, and miracles, healings and miracles. Amen. Praise God. God is a God of his word. Amen. He is, amen, doing exactly what he said that he would do. Praise God. Now, we also read, I believe, a couple broadcasts ago, or amen, we read Mark 16. amen, 15 through 20. And that scripture talks about us going, amen. I'm going to read it again. Praise God. It's always good to read the word because the word confirms what Jesus is saying. Amen. And he said in Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. This is what God is wanting to do for us, beloved. Amen. We must preach the word of God. Amen. Preach the word. Preachers, preach the word. Teach the word. Live the word. Walk the word so that God can come back forth with signs and wonders and miracles and do the things that he has said that he would do. Praise God. We have been talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We began with the word of wisdom. It's a revealing of the prophetic future under the anointing of God. A word of God's wisdom is a word. Praise God. It's given from God. Praise God. A word of knowledge is the revealing of a fact in existence that can only be supernaturally revealed. Praise God. It's knowledge, but it's supernatural knowledge. Praise God. And God is the one that reveals that. Amen. Now, the discerning of spirits has to do with comprehending of the human spirit supernaturally revealed by the Holy Ghost, such as when Peter, amen, when Ananias came before him and he lied to the Holy Ghost, and Peter discerned that, amen, and gave him a word and let him know, look, you're not lying to me, you're lying to the Holy Ghost. There was no way Peter could have known, amen, how much the Ananias sold his property for, but the Holy Ghost revealed it, that he was lying. He kept back part of it, praise God, and because he lied to the Holy Ghost, he simply fell down dead, amen. Because God did not want that seed in the body. Amen. He wants us to have truth and walk in the truth of God. So we must be careful, beloved. Amen. We must be careful what we say. Amen. That we walk in integrity and honesty and truth. Praise God. Amen. And then the gift of faith, praise God, is God's bringing to pass a supernatural change. Amen. The gift of faith is believing for the impossible. Praise God. And we've just talked about the working of miracles. Praise God. And this is something that only God can do. It's supernatural. Praise God. It defies the human limitations, if you will. Praise God. Oftentimes it cannot be explained by man. Man, we will try to explain things away. Amen. But you know a miracle when you see it. You know when someone is blind and all of a sudden they can see. That is a miracle. Praise God. When Samson, amen, barehandedly, he with his bare hands, he killed a lion. That was a miracle. How in the world could he do that but the power of God? Amen. That's a miracle. Praise God. Gifts of healing, supernaturally healing the sick through a ministry anointed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there are men and women that are anointed to pray for the sick. Amen. You can see the anointing on them. Amen. Because they take time, amen, to pray. Amen. The Lord shows them the sicknesses and shows them the diseases and shows them parts of the body that's infected, praise God, with illness. Amen. And then by the power of God, he heals. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then the gift of tongues, amen, is a ministry of proclaiming in the public meeting a message from God in a language not understood by the person giving it. In other words, because it's a message in tongues, amen. That's the gift of tongues. But following that, if that message is to be interpreted, it will come through the interpretation of tongues. Praise God. God using either the same person or a different person to give the interpretation of the message. Praise God. And then we experienced on yesterday where the Lord began to bring a word, a message, amen, but it wasn't interpreted, amen, nor was it really allowed to be interpreted. The anointing was cut, amen, but the Lord began to give me the word, amen, what he was saying. praise God. He wanted the people to praise him and to know, amen, that he, amen, was God. Praise God. And if I have a moment, amen, we will read that before we get off the air today. And if not, I will read it on our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. Praise God, because God, amen, wants us to know, amen, his heart. Praise the Lord. And so it was a clear example of God wanting to speak but not being allowed to follow through. Praise God. But the word that the Lord gave was from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. God said, praise me, for I inhabit the praises of my people. I look high and low to show myself strong on behalf of my people. Look to me, says God, and know that I am God. I will be God in the midst of my people to show myself strong, says the Lord God of hosts. Praise God. So God is letting us know, even from this word, amen, that he is God. Amen. He inhabits, he dwells right in the midst of praise. And sometimes God just wants us to know that he is there, that he is with us. Praise God. That to encourage again, to let us know, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for showing up. It's an honor. It's a blessing to hear God speak. Amen. And then we follow what he says. We obey what he says. Praise God. Amen. So we need to look to God. Amen. Know that he is God again. Know that he's in the midst. Amen. He's in the midst of his people. And when he comes to show himself strong. Amen. On behalf of his people. Praise the Lord. And finally, amen, the gift of prophecy. Amen. It's the anointed speaking forth of words of edification. Amen. Exhortation and comfort is when the Lord uses a man or woman, whoever it is, a servant of God, amen, to give a word, a prophecy, amen, that will exhort, that will edify, and that will comfort. Praise God. These are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In operation in the body of Christ. And I pray that we will know the difference between these gifts and when they're in operation, and hallelujah, be guided and be led by the Holy Ghost to let God be God in your midst. Praise God. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. The purpose of this ministry is to encourage, amen, women of God to embrace the call of God on their life. Praise God. It is to just to assist, amen, in equipping the saints, amen, that we all will be built up, amen, edified and glorified, amen, to go on and do the work of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, that you've allowed us, God, to speak forth your word on today. And it is my prayer, Father, that you would keep your people encouraged, keep us lifted up and built up in you, Father God. Let the word not slip from us, Father. We thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for the working of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for every gift that you've given to the body of Christ. Father God, we ask that you take this word in our heart. Don't let it slip from us, Father. Help us to continue to be sensitive to you. Help us to obey you in all that you say, all that you do. Father God, all that you have us to do, Father God, help us to walk pleasing in your sight. God, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but we will walk in the Spirit, that we will stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost, stay in the realm of the Spirit, that you may be glorified. Father God, help us to put to death and mortify the deeds of the body. Oh, my God, that you would reign supreme in our lives, that, God, we will remain sensitive to you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. We want you to be Lord now. Touch everyone that's listening, Father God. Everyone right now that needs a touch from you, Father, you touch. That one that needs healing, oh God, let your healing virtue flow right now. The one that's waiting on that miracle, Father, perform the work right now. Do the work that only you can do. Heal, God. Let doctors be amazed at what you will do for your men servant, for your maid servant, for your handmaid, God. Oh, my God, we thank you now. Bring deliverance to your people in every area of our lives, God. We thank you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, we pray that you will continue to listen. Amen. We will be back on. Amen. On this evening, we'll have a special broadcast. Amen. On this evening, we will start another teaching. If the Lord say the same, we ask that you join us at 7 p.m. Central Time. Amen. That would be 8 p.m. East Coast time. Praise the Lord. Amen. 6 p.m. Mountain time at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Join us for another broadcast. Until then, be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.